You are down in deep.
This is deep.
No one in the world ever had a love as sweet as my love. For nowhere in the world could there be a boy as true as you love. All my love I give gladly to you.
Welcome back to another edition of IDS Extra Dating Sucks? Question mark. I'm your man Big B, and I got the prestigious Dating Sucks crew with me today. We have Miss Sonia from the Bronx.
Hola. Stay cool in this heat wave.
I'm going to need you to turn your mic around and speak to the side.
Hola.
There we go.
All right.
Now we can hear you.
Stay cool in this heat wave. All right.
There we go. And straight out of Travel Authority Detention Center, we have Diego.
How's everyone doing? Swamp ass is a real thing.
Swamp ass is a real thing.
It is.
Okay.
Gotta carry adjust. Your wipes.
Oh, wow. Welcome to the heat wave.
Are you just trying to... Dave Chappelle's mud butt.
And is at this time, I would like everyone to rise to your feet, remove your hats, place your hands over your heart, and all hail the queen.
Sup.
There we go.
I'm very queen-like. Sup.
And Regal.
I'm just saying what from y'all. Where you guys said, I was just wanted to do something different. Hello, thank you for listening to the show. Thank you for pushing play. Thank you for sharing the show. And we hope we are helping somebody out there.
Help right. One, help one.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Each one, teach one.
Mm-hmm. Well, Queen, I hand this show over to you.
Well, all right, let's do it.
Sip some wine.
All right, let's do it. Okay, so one of our questions from a little bit ago was the... Bros before hoes, chicks before dicks. And Rashani said, check them. That was the, if somebody tries to, you know, get at your significant other or whatever. So he said, check them. If they try it again, resort to hands. Mm. I'm like, yeah.
Put mm-hmm. those paws on you.
I'm just saying, sometimes you got to, you know, because, you know, hey, sometimes you got to let somebody know.
That's mine, partner.
Right.
Two and four.
Back up. So, all right, we're going to get started with this question. I don't know why this question keeps coming around and coming around, but apparently we have not talked about this question enough, okay?
Oh.
So this is, does it matter what your woman wears to bed, or does it matter if her bra and panties match? Like, I'm like, come on. Why are we still talking about this?
Because I guess it's a real issue out there. And these women need to realize, yes, it does. Okay? Your bra and panties should match. If you have white bra on, put some white panties on. If you have, you know, if you have a black bra, put some black panties on. I mean, it's like you can go to Target and get matching panties. So you don't have to spend all that much money. But God damn it, don't come up there with no black underwear and no white bra on and stuff like that. And you should wear something nice to bed. Not saying all the time, but it's like a little treat. Your man wants a treat once in a while. You know, put on something nice and sexy a little bit. It doesn't have to be anything, you know, like lavish or anything like from Vicky Secrets or any of those other places. Just put on a nice little teddy, something soft, something to say, hey, baby, you know, something. I know you're looking at me and I'm giving you some dessert. You know, don't just come at me in no ratty t-shirt or just butt naked. You know, give me something. So, yeah, it does matter. And the fact that people are still asking that question, that means that you women are not doing your job. Do your goddamn job.
Oh, my.
Don't get quiet now.
I should just put this phone down and use my left hand to backslap them. Would that help anybody out there? If I just put my phone down, reach over, and quick pow-yow.
I agree with the majority of what Diego said. I mean, it does go a long way if you're matching, and it speaks to. It speaks to your characteristic also. If you someone that takes enough time to, you know, make sure things are coordinating and put together, and I mean, shit, my thing is take it a step further, make that shit match your outfit too, you know. I mean,
oh yeah.
Not just match each other, make sure everything go together. I'm not as anal. I mean, I understand, you know, if you getting up and you running up to the grocery store or something to grab something and, you know, you throwing on some sweats and a tee and, you know, whatever, I'm not really going to trip. What I will trip about every single time is if you got holes in your drawers.
Oh, no.
If you got those little pill balls on your bra up underneath, under your underarm, where your arm be rubbing back and forth, you done wore that shit out. If it was white, but now it's a slight shade of gray, yeah, shit like that's gonna get you X'd. That's just nasty. If as a man, if I can be mindful enough to keep a track of my underwear and throw them away every 6 months, I think as a woman, you should give a little bit more attention.
You're here.
Too much shit goes on for me to keep my underwear past 6 months.
And competition is fierce out there. Shit.
Nah.
Now the teddy, you can kind of teddy shit. I've never been turned on by that. That's just lingerie has just always been a turn off for me.
Really?
Yeah, yeah. I was gonna say the same. I was gonna
like
say
a nice little body stocking.
What...
Really?
I'll pass.
No body. If you saw the right person in a body stocking,
I'll pass.
Really? You'll pass on a body stocking?
I'll pass.
With the open crotch?
See, it all depends on what he likes.
Right. For me. Some boy shorts and a wife beater.
See, yeah, I was going to say that.
Like no, that's hot too. I mean, but it's like.
The ravage is real, as it was once said.
Okay. But it's still effort. That's what I'm saying.
Absolutely. Yeah. And see, my thing is, I feel like I am lowering the bar for you because being that that's what works for me, you don't have to put a lot of effort in.
Right.
So keep it clean and keep it sexy.
Right. Okay.
Yeah. I agree. I'm a mature, so I agree. And it's
no,
easy.
You know, let me see. No.
Okay. My good bra's in
no, I have no.
You're right, my good bra's in the trunk. I didn't know I was coming.
I happen to have a thing for underwear. That's just my thing. So it works. If that's my thing, and then you get the benefits from it. There's some women that's not their thing, so they have to try a little harder. But women, please try. Because like Diego said, there's competition out there. And not that, you know, your man's going to be wandering around. But it's nice to look. Oh, he might. I don't know. But it's nice to, like you said, look. Eye candy is important. Just like you want him to look good, they want to have something to look at too. So, yeah. And definitely... I'm a lingerie person too, so even if I'm not with anybody, I still wear lingerie. That's just me. So it just it's good. It's a good thing.
Lingerie that looks like it's every day is cool, but when you look like you just put a costume on,
yeah, no,
and you get ready to film a porn,
yeah, no, you can't be trying.
I kind of like that. I mean, not every time,
not to walk around every day.
No, not every day, but that's once in a blue.
So yeah. Clear Hills coming at you. You cool with that?
Now, you know, honestly, I hate the clear heels. I hate clear heels. Just put on some regular shoes on your feet because there's a story behind that. But I hate clear heels. You don't have to get the whole stripper outfit. Just put your regular shoes on. So
I mean, there's nice lingerie that you don't have to look like you just came out of
out of the porn.
Off of set number two.
Yeah.
But there's nothing wrong with that, though.
If you no, do. It's not. There's nothing wrong with that. But that's just not a reality for every day.
Oh.
Oh, Lord. Oh. Okay, not those. Oh.
But pan up.
Like steamy.
That was a hot mess from top to bottom. Oh,
no, not a steamy day where it looked me. Like your that's feet just so have, wrong with so are baking and steaming. No. That would not be sexy.
So yeah. You better look sexy for your man.
I'm saying that. Oh no, that's all of it.
That's what it was attached to.
Okay. Well. Okay.
Wow.
That's a hot mess.
That's a lot.
Okay.
That could be another. That could be another topic.
Yeah.
That could be another topic. What color were
you? Because it really looks like a man.
Would you allow your person to come out looking like a hot mess? Would you say something before they come out?
That'd be a nice topic. But that's relative. I mean, that somebody could think that's great.
Okay, before y'all go into hot mess weave thing, the only thing I will say is sometimes as a woman with larger boobs, you can't just walk into Target or Victoria's Secret and buy a bra. You gotta put some thought into it.
Yeah.
So, yeah, you can't. Mm-mm. Trust me, I cannot walk into Target or Victoria's Secret and just buy a bra. I can't even walk into Lane Bryant and buy a bra.
But that's one of the best things about it because you got such you know if you have large breasts. That means you can't cover them all, so it adds to the tantalizing of it.
Tantalizing.
The tantalizing. as I'm rubbing my fingers.
I mean, I'm just saying. So sometimes it's like you know when people you know that are not as well endowed, or their boobs aren't as big, whatever way you want to say it, it's like they can find really really cute like outfits, you know, like matching sets on the fly. You know what I'm saying? Now, the great thing about Lane Bryant is now, actually, Lane Bryant, I think Ashley Stewart is doing it, and like some other places, you know, granted, they're super expensive, but, you know, you can get sets now. Before, you really couldn't get anything that was cute, that matched, that didn't look like somebody's grandma, or your boobs weren't back in the 40s because they were like the cone shape. Ooh. You know, that's they gave you the cone shape. Oh. You like the cone shape boobies?
I don't know. Sometimes cone shape is not bad.
Okay. Not bad. How old is he? Anyway, but I'm just saying. So, like, I think it's like I would say personally for me, like, I at least try to coordinate with colors. You know what I'm saying? Like, maybe if my bra is black, maybe I'll have on black, or I'll have you know some color or something and that has black in it, or something to try to you know. Be something a little sassy. Now sometimes you know it's like you do have those sets where you save them, you know, you might not wear it. Well, I don't wear the sassy sets every day, and some people do, and ladies, you should definitely wear nice stuff for yourself, because you know if you go to work you have on a nice set, you feel sexy and nobody else knows that you have on that set, so you know it can make you feel kind of good, you know. But I just want to put that out there for you know the women with boobs that can't just walk into Target.
Call Amber. I want a woman with a slip. I want you to go with me.
Damn.
I'm
like,
with a slip.
With a whole slip.
Yeah, with the old fashioned slip. When you look at those old movies, slip, they be coming in a little slip. I want a woman to come to me in a slip.
God damn.
With the padded crotch panties?
No, you know, with the slip and they have the little slip.
Like
and
the little
garters and stuff joint. Like that. Yeah, come to me in a slip. Anybody out there with a slip?
If anybody is listening over 60. These are the things that Diego would like for you to wear if you guys ever date.
Yeah.
I'm just putting it out there. Okay. All right. Okay. So this question's been on the books for a while, too, because this one's from me. So I was reading an article in Refinery 29, and someone did an experiment back in 2015. And recently, some of you guys may know who Feminista Jones is. She's very big on Twitter, very into, you know, social justice, you know, women's rights, et cetera. And when a man complimented her and she responded, thanks or thank you, the dudes got mad at her. Why do you think that, you know, guys got mad, and how should she have responded?
I think she responded appropriately. She said, thanks. What the hell he was looking for? Right. You know, some long dissertation of, well, why did you, you know, comment or whatever like that. I mean, that's just the way you say it. Someone gives you a compliment, you said thank you and keep it moving. I don't know, the guy, maybe he was looking for, you know, something a little bit extra from her.
For her to be like, oh my God, thank you so much. Yeah. You think I'm cute? Right. Oh.
Yeah, so yeah. Maybe he was looking for more, but I think that's the way she responded was appropriate. And sometimes you just have to, you know, say, fuck you. Yeah. That's pretty much it. You know, yeah, you don't like that, then fuck you.
Yeah, oh. I agree.
Okay.
Thank you was nice.
That was That's what I thought.
I thought that was,
I mean, thank you or thanks.
Yeah.
And you keep it moving. Like, right. Why do I have to sit there and have a whole conversation with you?
Especially if I don't want to. Like,
right.
Yeah.
Just because you gave somebody a compliment. Right. Like, I think that's ridiculous.
Yeah, he was probably looking for more.
Some women don't say anything. Right. Hey, you looking nice today. Roll their eyes and keep walking. I mean, she spoke.
Yeah, really.
Right.
Yeah.
That's what I see.
Yeah.
Or that was what I thought as well. Do you have anything to say about this?
Yeah, I don't know. I just kind of feel like, I don't know, the pessimistic me feels there's more to it than that.
Well, I mean, I read the whole article, and that was pretty much the basis. Like I said, in 2015, this girl, you know, was walking, and she got compliments from dudes, and she said thank you and kept it moving. And they were like, that's it? Like, you're not going to, like, stop and talk to me? And she was like, I said thank you and kept it moving. And so, fast forward to 20, I think it was Feminista did in 2017, I think. And she pretty much, you know, was writing or talking about the same thing, that this happens to her as well. And so she says thank you, and like the dudes weren't like happy with it. Like they were expecting more, just like with the other girl. One woman is white and one woman is black. So it's not even a, you know, like a black white thing. It's just a woman thing. For some reason, these guys were getting upset with her. You know, with her one word response.
Yeah, that's just crazy.
Yeah, so I don't know. So I just thought I would ask you guys and see what you thought about that as well. Yeah. So,
I mean, if that's the case, that's all to it. Then I mean, shame on the guys.
Yeah, no, that's kind of sad. She should have said, "Thank you, loser boy."
It was a few of them, right? It was a bunch of them.
Well, it was different guys that
That's pretty sad.
Yeah, that's what I thought. I don't know. I just couldn't. I was like, huh, I need to get around the crew, dating sex crew, and see, you know, what they think about this.
Oh, yeah. At least she spoke. I think that was courteous. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. Okay. Yeah. Yeah. So, all right. So, we're going to fast forward to just a week or two ago with Black Rob and China. You know, they, you know, Rob Kirked out on China. Released her nudes, just went on a just huge tirade about her. She sent him a video of her kissing somebody else in hopes that he would get the hint, but instead he released that too, and he just like went totally left. And then, mind you, everybody had already told him, hey, do not get with her. It's going to be a bad situation for you. Don't do it. But, you know, he decided to do it anyway. So I don't know. You guys are... Are you familiar with this story?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so everybody.
I think he got mad when there was a picture of the dude wearing his robe.
Yeah,
yeah.
I don't know which one came out first. If the robe picture came out first, or if the kissing picture came out first, but it doesn't matter.
Yeah,
but
it really doesn't.
It's still kind of, you know. Mm-hmm. So there was a question that was posed.
So the question based on that is: can you turn a hoe, a thought, into a housewife or a husband? And so we're going to talk about that, because this should be a lesson learned here from men and women. So, I mean, who's going to jump in first?
You can take that.
Oh, you want me to jump in? Okay, let me dive in. Well, see, this goes back to what every, you know, when you're with a woman and you look at yourself in the mirror. Let's start with yourself in the mirror. Let's look at yourself and do that self-evaluation. Now, if you know you're a slobberly fuck, or you're not a good-looking dude, and you have a lot of things going, but you got cake in your pockets. You're caked up. And all of a sudden, these fine-ass women coming up to you, hollering at you, treating you like the best thing since, like, you know, cake. Let that be a cautionary tale to you. They're not into you. They're into your pockets. So Rob had to learn the hard way that his friends already told him that, Rob, you're a slobberly fuck.
Mm.
She's not into you. She's into your wallet. But he said, no, she really likes me because, you know, and I don't fault her either. So let's start there. I do not fault Black China for getting hers because that's what they're set up for. Women like that are set up to meet guys like that. And if the guys fall for it, it's shame on them. But the bottom line is you can't turn, you can marry a thought or a hoe, but you always have to keep your foot on their neck. I mean, it's one of those things like, you know, it's like going out and getting a lion. You just can't have your lion roaming around your house all at large and everything like that. You got to put them in a cage. It's the same thing with marrying a hoe. You can have a hoe, but you got to put her in a cage. Oh. You got to let her out when you're ready for her to come out. And then when she start acting up, put her back in the cage. Mm-hmm. Because a hoe has their purposes. That's where they're hoes. But the bottom line, if you're bold enough or empowered enough to marry one, you have to understand how to train them. You know? And if you just out here willy-nilly, you know, what's that couple out in Vegas? They got too comfortable with their lions and stuff. I mean, their tigers and stuff like that. What was that?
Siegfried and Roy.
Yeah. See, they got comfortable with their hoes. And the hoes bit them. Oh, okay. Mauled them and everything like that. Put the show out of business. Okay. It's the same principle. You get with a hoe. You like her because she's doing all the little hoe things that you like because it's a wonderful thing. But the bottom line, if you marry her, you got to keep that in mind that this is a hoe. Same thing as a wild lion or a tiger. Same principle. You got to always know at any given time, you gotta put them in a cage and you can never turn your back on them. Rob, what you did, you let your hoe roam free. You did. You let her run free and just do willy-nilly. You just buy stuff all out of the willy-nilly, but you didn't. You didn't check her and you didn't keep your foot on her neck. So that's what it is.
Oh my goodness. Okay, ladies, look. It's this all the bottom line is this. It is a whole housewife thing, but if somebody shows you who they are, believe them. If they tell you who they are, believe them. So that's the consequences that you take. If you're with a man, you know, who is out there, he likes a lot of different types of women, he's told you this or he's shown you this, but you still want to lock him down and marry him, then if you feel like that you want to be looking, following him and checking his phone, then be prepared for that. Because even if he doesn't say it verbally, you're going to see those characteristics. Some people like that old open marriage stuff. I mean, some people don't. So if you're not the type of person that doesn't like the open marriage, or you know, just then don't get with that person. I mean, people are, they will tell you who they are. You just have to listen. A lot of times we don't listen. We think we can change them. You can't change people. People are who they are. It is what it is. So that's all I got to say about the whole thing.
What if it was somebody that used to be a hoe or used to be a pimp or something? And now they want to, you know, they want to be different.
A reformed hoe?
I'm just saying.
Yeah, I mean, well, if the person now is showing you that I don't.
That goes into response. Sonya said, you can't change people.
But they
have to be willing to change. Right. They have to want to change. And, you know, if you possess the things that they want to change to, then good for you. But yeah, they have to be the ones that want to change. You're not going to do it. So,
yeah.
And I say, you know the old saying, work harder, not smarter. Mm-hmm. I think it applies to that too. Don't change a home work to a housewife.
Work smarter, not harder.
Yeah. Is that what I said?
No, you said work harder, not smarter.
Yeah, I was like,
smarter, not harder. Whatever.
Yeah, I was like, that's wait a minute.
So that applies here too. Don't change your home to a housewife. Change your housewife to a hoe.
Mm. Well,
much easier.
It sure is. Yeah,
but you got to be vigilant if you do. That's all you got to say. You got to be vigilant. Knowing to lock that tiger up.
Oh my goodness gracious.
You're in the tiger analogy.
Yeah.
Killing me. I mean, I think, like, since we were really talking about Rob, I mean, I think he pretty much knew what he had. And I think he, you know, was just kind of hoping he could, you know, change her, mm-hmm. or make a difference in her, or kind of love her through her wholeness. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? but it was just too many different variables with that relationship. You know what I'm saying? Like, your ex is dating his sister and hanging out with their son, and now you dating the brother. I mean, wait. Yeah. Damn, I mean, it's just, you know what I'm saying? And it's like, now you've got a baby, so now it's just, that's just too much shit going on already off the brick.
Right.
Okay? But, I mean, for us regular folks, I mean, I think, like, you know, I believe there's a such thing as a reform hoe, but, you know, somebody in the studio shaking their head. I mean, I do believe that. I believe, you know, you may have had a past, but maybe you're not the same person that you used to be. I think that's a thing, you know. But now if I start dating someone and he's like, you know, still has his hoish ways, and he's still over there, and he's still, oh no, you got to go. Because as Sonya said, it's like, if somebody shows you who they are, you believe them, because, you know, can't hide that. Just unfortunately, sometimes the way you get a spouse or a significant other is the same way you're going to lose them. Like, if you're cheating and that's kind of how y'all hooked up, you know, that person 9 times out of 10 going to cheat on you.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? And that's the way you're going to lose them, unfortunately. Mm-hmm. So sorry for people, you know, that's happened to you.
Right.
But anyway, I'd be really interested to see what people think about that topic. Although I know the you know, Rob and China thing has been beaten to death. I kind of feel like the saga is still going to continue. I mean, although, you know, people told him not to do it.
Right.
Because I'm sure there's somebody in your life that told you was dating somebody. Mm-hmm. I mean,
right.
Diego. Mm-hmm. Somebody you were dating, I was like, mm-mm. Don't do it.
Yeah.
Don't do it.
Yeah.
5 seconds off of it, you was about to. And I said, no. Don't do it, homie. Yeah. And sometimes you got to listen.
What's your hoe?
No, I don't.
You forgot?
I don't think she was a.
Well, no, she wasn't a hoe.
I don't think she was a hoe, but I'm just saying, you know, sometimes it's like, you know, people, you know, like I'm thinking about, like, the sisters.
Right.
They said don't do it because, you know, they knew
that she was.
She had her thottish ways. You know what I'm saying? And I'm not going to down anybody for making money. Mm-hmm. Do you? If you're not hurting anybody, you know, do you? I mean, not with that situation, because clearly you hurt him. But, you know, but do you?
Right.
You know, I mean, we do know. Also, too, that he has a tendency to have a little bitch-assness in him.
Yeah, a lot of bitch-assness.
So, I mean, looking back at past relationships and he keeps putting people on blast, it's like, okay, sometimes, you know, you got to take a look in the mirror, son, and, you know, realize, okay, it's you, not them.
Right.
You know, so know, you know, what you're getting involved in. And, you know, and if you're okay with that person going out and sleeping with other people or doing other things in your face and behind your back, then okay. You know, no judgment over here.
I'd like to say something to our listeners out there. You know, some of the hoes, can you, like, write in and just give us your opinion on this? I mean, I know some hoes out there that got an opinion
some
on this.
Hoes
so just
in
yeah.
this house.
Right, so just kind of, you know, you don't have to, you know, say your name or anything like that. Just kind of give us some feedback on what you think. I mean, I'm sure you get your hoe at one time and now you're a housewife. So, you know, let's hear your feedback.
I mean, if you dare, hit us up, indeepshow@yahoo.com or, you know, 202-750-1437 if you want to, you know, leave a voicemail. I mean, you don't have to, again, you don't have to say your name. We don't know who you are.
Yeah.
So that's okay.
Yeah. You know, let's hear from the hoes.
And that goes for men and women.
That's right.
That's a hoe. Hoes.
Yeah, that's
general.
What I said.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I said. I'm just putting it out there that we're not just talking about, you know, women. We're talking about men as well. So, all right, we're going to take a quick break, and we will be right back.
Me be saving these hoes. You know how these tricks me be buying them clothes. Wanna taxi hoes on Vogue with the beat and have them sitting next to them in the front seat. But not BC, I'm a hog about the V. And my mop is fuck a hoe and hit the throttle to the smoke. Talking on my okie doke. Worldwide, I got a Clyde's up in Tokyo.
Look up in the sky, it's a bird, it's a plane. What's that nigga's name?
Captain Save a
More fast. faster than a speeding bullet to put on this cape. It's called, I put it fake, the fake, the funk, the funk. Not me, that's not the way to do it. Captain motherfucking Saver, how came to me? Flashing just like a little old batch, all up in front of my company. Had to check his ass with the ear checked up and punking. Talking to him while I'm beating his ass, pumping beer. Talking about nigga, you gon' retrospect something here. Should I save her?
My baby go, I wonder where she ran off to. I miss my baby so, I'm calling but I can't get through. Please tell that girl if you meet her that someone's longing to see her. Where did my baby go? I wish that she would get back soon. Get back soon.
Welcome back to the Indeep Show, IDS Extra. Dating sucks? Question mark. I like the question mark part. Open to interpretation. So, as we say always, thank you for pushing play. Thank you for sharing the show. And we really appreciate that. It would be great if you could reach out to us at indeepshow@yahoo.com or 202-750-1437 so we can hear your voice and you can tell Diego how wrong he is. We love those messages. And it comes across so much better in voicemail versus me reading it, you know. So unless you put in your email, like, read it like this, then other than that, I'm just, you know, I don't know how to read it, except for in my voice. So, anyway. So, B, you got a question. Let's hear it.
I do. Question is, whoa, when does comfort in a relationship go from a good thing to a bad thing? And how can you tell the difference?
That's a good one.
Yeah, that's a good one. You gonna jump on that hand grenade, Sonya?
So wait, redo. Okay, redo one more time because you know they're being chatty McChat.
When does comfort in a relationship go from being a good thing to a bad thing, and how can you tell the difference?
Oh, I can go first if y'all still thinking. Okay. It can go from a good to a bad thing, kind of like the conversation we were having earlier about coming to how people come to bed. You know, it's like it's one thing to be comfortable, and it's another thing to come to bed and just be like, I don't give a fuck, which, you know, how I look or how you think I look. I mean, and I'm definitely not shading bonnets because, you know, because I get my bonnet life on, okay? So I'm not shading bonnets, but we're talking when you first, you know, start dating somebody.
Anymore? Huh? Because we was the bonnet shade. We was the bonnet shading Bonnie and Clyde.
In your house. It's one thing. Okay. And speaking of that, I was about to take a picture of my neighbor, but I was like, oh, that'd be real bad because she right in front of me. I was about to raise my camera. Boop.
She had
a bonnet on I guess she might do security or something. I was like, ooh, I really want
to. I got to look good when I tell these people to keep moving.
Right. To the left, sir. I said to the left. But anyway, so I don't know. That's one thing I think when you get too comfortable. You know, because, you know, you want to be able to, like, eventually pass gas around somebody. You don't want to have to get up.
Right.
And go to another room to do it. Right. You know, that's comfort. Mm-hmm. But then when you get to the point where it's just, like, you're trying to kill people with your gas, you're overdoing it. You know, I think that's when it crosses the line. Like, when you're trying to Dutch oven somebody. It ain't funny. It crosses the line. You know what I'm saying? I mean, A, it does. It crosses the line. Don't go to bed with toothpaste on your face. Yeah. I mean, it dries up pimples, but that is not cool at all. Dudes, if your feet are crusty, I don't care. Please wear socks to bed.
Yeah.
We can be cool, but we ain't that comfortable until I talk you into getting a pedicure, because some dudes don't like those still, which is weird.
Shack foot.
You know what I'm saying? Right. Okay. Yeah. If you have shack toes, please wear socks.
All the time.
Don't make, I'm not going to feel uncomfortable. I mean, I'm not gonna be mad at you if you wear socks. Like, I'm just not gonna be mad at you. So, I mean, that might not have been exactly where you were going with that question. That's kind of what I was feeling, because those are points where you like you're comfortable, and then you just start sliding across that line. And again, I'm not gonna lie and say I haven't slid, you know, a little bit to the right. So, oops.
Well,
that'd be why I'm single.
I mean, I look at it like this, and I mean, just basically on what Queen said, and just kind of piggybacking on there on what she said. But also, I think when you get to the point where you're so comfortable, or that person gets too comfortable, whoever it is, it's when you don't have that admiration for the other person. Like, you see that person, like that spark is gone. It's like when they look at you, or you look at, you know, them across the room, or you're at home, and that person just don't have that adoration for you that they once had. And I think that's when things get really kind of...
Admiration?
Is it admiration?
Yeah,
admiration. Sorry about that. But anyway, it goes kind of sideways, and you're saying, wow, what happened to that person who used to look at me and adore me, and now you don't have it anymore?
Right.
Because now you're looking at that person like a comfortable pair of socks or shoes, and you take that person for granted. And that's the problem that you have. When you start seeing, and people know when you're being taken for granted. Mm-hmm. All of a sudden, it's like, you know, for women, sometimes if you don't compliment your woman on the way she looks, if she gets her hair changed, or little simple things like that, and you don't compliment that person on that. For women, you know, and I say this all the time, guys, we'll tell the same joke over and over again to our boys. We'll hear the joke 1,000 times, and we'll tell that joke. And a lot of times with women, what y'all end up doing is like, yeah, that's the same joke you said last time, da 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 da. And you kind of shoot the man down. Yeah, it's the same joke, but it's that's his moment. And when you start stealing his moments away from him because you're sick and tired of him, that's when things start falling apart. You know, and that's when the other person start looking at you kind of sideways, like, damn, what happened? You used to think it was funny. You used to think I was funny. Now you don't think I'm funny anymore. You know, because now we've grown tired of each other. I think the second part is what do you do? How can you fix it? Or, you know,
no,
was it one thing, how to fix it?
No, it was...
It wasn't
difficult.
How can you tell the difference?
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, that's what it is. It's like you can tell when someone's comfortable with you because, like you said, you can pass gas. And like, oh, go ahead, baby. You don't have to run to the bathroom. Go ahead, pass that poop. Pass that poop. There ain't nothing wrong with that. And there's nothing, I mean, because those when you feel uncomfortable, like, you know, you can, you know, while she's going to go pee now, she can leave the door open and you can hear her tinkle. I don't ever want to hear you shit, though. Ever. I don't ever want to hear my woman shit. Tinkle is all right, but don't ever shit. But anyway, so the bottom line is, so those are points of times where you get comfortable. And you know, and for guys, here's the thing. I know it's going to sound crazy coming out of my mouth. When you're comfortable and you can feel vulnerable around your woman,
mm-hmm.
I mean, to the point where sometimes when things are going wrong and you feel like you just want to put your head in her lap and say, you know something, baby, I just had a rough day and feel comfortable enough doing that. So those are kind of things that are wonderful. I would say the best part of being in a relationship. But if you let things go stale or you get tired or whatever, and then you start kind of nitpicking on things, yeah, I mean, those things can, you know, really kind of turn a good relationship into a bad one. So.
Oh, boy. All right, so comfortable when it's good. I mean, went so good in the bad comfort, right? This is what we're saying. Okay, so comfort good is when, you know, is exactly, I'm going to piggyback what off of Diego and Queen said. When you're like, when you're that comfortable, when you can finish each other's sentences, when you can tell each other, you know, when you can tell, you know, him your secrets and you know that they're going to be, you know, they're going to be kept, and, you know, it's comfortable when, like, I used to have this thing with like wearing my scarf to bed. Like, you know what I mean? Like, I knew that I was comfortable when I wore my scarf. You know what I mean? My thing is, I ain't wearing my scarf to bed. You know, I'm just going. It's like little things like that. When it starts getting not good is when you, when women, I'm going to speak for women because I'm not a man, is when women get comfortable to the point where they start letting themselves go. Don't ever get that comfortable where you just let yourself go. I'm talking about in all aspects. I mean, you know, just let yourself go with the way you look, saying, oh, I got him already. I ain't got to go to the gym. Oh, I got him already. I ain't got to put on no makeup. I mean, you always should be, you know, I mean, and not, don't be your best for him. Just be your best, because you can't really be your best for somebody else, but only yourself. But care about yourself. Even if you have a man, don't say, oh, I got him already. I can just let myself go. And men too. Men do that. They get with women and they get comfortable and they just let themselves go. They stop going to the gym. They stop, you know, doing things that, you know, they do to stay healthy. So don't ever get that comfortable.
To piggyback off a couple of the things that you all have said, like Queen said, comfort good is when you're able to let a little poot out and the two of you giggling loud like, oh my God, I'm so sorry, that's so, you know, whatever. Comfort bad is when it's like, oh, fucking, I don't give a fuck about this motherfucker no more. You know, like you said, you know, the moment where you know you're comfortable is when you wear your scarf to bed. But when it turns to, I don't give a fuck about looking good for this nigga no more, I'm wearing my scarf. You know, it goes from good comfort to bad comfort. Or, you know, like, if you're in a situation where you're living together and you bring nothing to the table, you know, because you are just like, fuck it, you know, he got it, I don't really give a fuck. You know, I'm actually sort of looking forward to my next situation or what have you, you know. That's that, you know, early on you might have been like, hey, how can I help? You know, can I clean up? Can I contribute? You know, I can chip in here and there, blah, 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 whatever. And then it ends up, you know, shit, ain't no food in the house. And everybody looking at each other like, where your money at, you know? So that can be another example of, I guess, sort of good comfort, bad comfort. I think the signs are there if you just be honest with what it is you're feeling at the time when you do some of the things that you do. You know, like I said, if it's a warm, like you said with your scarf, if it's a warm feeling of, damn, you know, I got somebody that loves me unconditionally and, you know, I can go to bed comfortably. That's great, but when you looking in the mirror and you're in the bathroom getting ready for bed and you put that scarf on, you're like, you know, I'm going to get in the bed and turn my back to this motherfucker anyway, you know. You know, you have to be real with yourself that, you know, that's it's you're comfortable, but it's a bad comfort.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And so, I don't know. Definitely would love to hear from some of the peoples out there.
So I have a quick question, because we were talking about scarves and bonnets and stuff. I'm asking for a friend. When is like a good time? Like when can you tell it's a good time to be like, okay, I can't go to bed with just like bobby pins in my hair and my hair pent up in a bun on top of my head? Because, you know, depending on my hairstyle, I might need something to tie down my edges.
Right.
Or I might need something to, you know, cover my whole head. So I'm asking, like, when is a good time to be like, hey, look, like, and do I have to tell you, hey, look, I'm bonnet tonight. I'm going to put my headscarf on tonight.
I do that.
I'm saying, like,
it's a
when,
conversation.
I think, you know what I mean?
I think once you let that first poot out.
Yeah. I mean, I say, look, you know, I'm still feeling some kind of way. Like, I usually don't like to wear my scarf in front of people, but I'm going to have to put my scarf on because then tomorrow is going to be wild. So he was like, Carol, don't you worry about that. Go put that scarf on. Don't you worry about that. You know, so I was like, okay. Yeah. But I mean, I wasn't trying to just throw it on and be like, all right, peace out. Good night. You know what I mean?
This is what you're going to get.
Right. No.
I mean, I think, first of all, if you're dealing with a real person, to begin with, you know, it's not that traumatic of a situation. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? If somebody tell me they're going to put the scarf on, yeah, you better put the scarf on because I'm about to mess that motherfucker dude up anyway. So save yourself the trouble.
Well, even if they don't, like, you know, maybe let's say during they don't have it on, but maybe after. Yeah. Or whatever. Or even if you don't care if it's on any time. Eventually that junk gonna slide off anyway.
But I think as black men, we realize that, you know, our women are gonna wear bonnets and they're gonna wear scarves. Mm-hmm. So I think that's kind of one of those things. We just know it's gonna happen. Mm-hmm. We just want you to once in a while kind of, you know, jazz it up for us. But we know that you
want me wearing my leopard print one versus just the plain black.
Yeah. Okay. Another one. You know, if you bring home office ass and he bring home salty balls and y'all go to bed but you freshen up to go back to work,
yeah,
you know, that's a bad comfort.
Yeah, yeah. It is.
I don't know. Salty,
you know, understand salty that.
Balls. You fucking up niggas' blood pressure out here, man. Stop that.
A little salty butts. Mm-hmm. Sometimes you a little salty nuts. Uh-huh. Like this little boy one time, I was shopping one time and this little boy was in Target and he picked up a little bag of nuts. They said, "Mom, these are the good kind. Don't you like salty nuts?" I died laughing. She was embarrassed as hell, but that was comedy right there. So, you know, sometimes a little salty nuts are not bad, you know.
Mm-hmm.
It depends. Anyway.
It depends on.
Depends on who's nuts.
Yeah. Depends on where those nuts came from. Anywho. All right. We're going to move on to the next question and our final question. So, okay. Do you know the three phases of dating and what they mean?
Mm.
And I'm going to help you out. So think about that in your mind already before I actually say, do you actually know what they are and what they mean? The three phases? Okay. Mm. So for those of you who don't, there's dating, there's the relationship, and then there's marriage. Mm-hmm. So do you know what they mean?
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
I do.
Me too. A lot of people don't.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, let's hear it.
A lot of people get in trouble because they don't understand the whole process. Mm-hmm. So
they think dating is a relationship.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. And, you know, and that's another thing. Just because you're dating someone is not a relationship. Mm-hmm. You're dating. Mm-hmm. That means you're in that I'm getting to know you phase. Mm-hmm. Okay, I'm trying to figure you out. See if you're least on the top five roster spots. Mm-hmm. Moving yourself into the number one spot because we're dating, okay? Mm-hmm. You're not the only person that this person is dating, okay? They might be dating two other people, maybe five other people, and you're jockeying for position to be that number one roster spot to move into the phase of, okay, now I'm gonna focus on you and we're kind of coasting into this relationship phase. So now I'm sitting up there saying I'm pulling everyone aside and the spotlight's on you. So let's see if we're making it towards this relationship. Are you relationship worthy? Am I relationship worthy to you? And from that point on, then we're going to see, okay, are we going to go to the next phase, i.e. engagement, mm-hmm. married? Mm-hmm. Now, a lot of women always say, well, I want to be in a relationship. Okay, what the fuck do? You're in a relationship now, what the fuck? You're in a relationship for 5 years with a nigga and ain't nothing happening, but you're in a relationship because that's all you settle for. That's all you're looking to have is a relationship. And that and when you're in a relationship, when you're dating, you're one of a few people. When you're in a relationship and a guy has not locked you down within that time period, and I'm going to say 18 months depending on your age frame, your age group, if the guy hasn't locked you down within that 18-month time frame, guess what? He's just waiting for the next best thing. Because it doesn't take that long, especially if you get a certain age, it doesn't take that long to figure out, is this the person that I want to be mm-hmm. married to? And if you're past that 18-month phase and you're still in a relationship in 2, 3, 4 years, 5 years and beyond, you're just a placeholder for the next best thing. And no matter what he says to you, baby, you know I love you. You know you're my number one. Girl, you know we holding it down and everything like that. But think about it. If you really was that good, if you really was his number one and all that, wouldn't he really marry you? I mean, think about it. Wouldn't he just say, babe, you know something? You're good enough to marry. Think about that.
Mm-hmm. Queen, can you read the question again?
Okay. Do you know the three phases of dating and what they mean? And then, of course, we said they are dating, relationship, and marriage. It should probably say the three steps. Three steps? Three phases? I don't know. That's the way it came in. You know the three phases of dating. So I guess it's more like, you know, like what is dating? What is a relationship? What is marriage? And I mean, you know, kind of like Diego broke it down for him, what that means, what each thing means. What does dating mean? What does a relationship mean? What is marriage?
I was waiting for me, I was like I want to hear from a man's perspective. Right. I mean, I know what it means, you know, to a woman's perspective.
Let's hear you.
Diego, you know.
you're not ready? No, I'm saying, because it keeps going from her, I mean, from him to her, then it's like.
Right. I mean, you want me to go?
Go ahead.
All right. So, I mean, I'm going through this now. Like, I'm dating. And it went from dating to a relationship. So.
Be quiet.
So, basically, you date. And you date and you see, you know, it's the getting to know you phase. And some people try to rush that getting to know you. That getting to know you phase can last between 1 month to 6 months. It just all depends on how often you see that person. The thing is, don't rush the process. Enjoy the process. It's a process. Getting to know that person, enjoy the process. Because along the way, you see different things. You might see signs that, you know, that you might want to pay attention to. Pay attention to those signs. And a lot of people try to date, one or two dates, three dates, and they want to just rush it. Okay, I want you to be my woman, or I want you to be my man. But that's where I think things go wrong, when it's people try to rush it too much. I mean, you basically know when you're right for each other, because it's simple. It's simple. It's like, I like you, you like me, let's do it. You know, it's no extras and no, oh, I don't know. It's none of that. You know when it's right. And then, you know, you have the conversation. Everybody works differently. We had a discussion. You know, I would like to be exclusive. What do you think about that? I think that's great. Okay, good. So I think I like that. Let's be exclusive. And then from there, now we're in a relationship. Some men don't really want to have that relationship. I mean, that conversation. I think it's important. I was impressed with that relationship, because basically what he was saying is, I know you're not sitting around waiting for me. I know you probably have other brothers knocking on your door, but give me a chance. I appreciated that, because I'm just not here. You know, I'm just not here out here just waiting around. So, and then from there, it goes on from there. But ladies, just like Diego said, if they're interested, it's not going to take no 5 years. You know immediately. They let you know immediately. I want you. And if they're not saying that, you're in a friend zone. But the friend zone is a friend zone. Take it for what it's worth. Keep dating. It's really not that serious. I mean, it's not that difficult. Right?
All right. She said, right?
Right.
You answered right. yourself. Okay. Right. Okay. Great. You want to go or you want me to go?
I'll go. All right. I'll go. This is like contradictory to everything this show stands for, but move at your own pace. Go with what feels right. Don't let anyone box you into what a standard is or what a norm is. If at the pace that you're moving works for the two of you, God bless you. Go with it. I mean, who's to say that you're not fucking up the process by slowing it down so you can fit into the Steve Harvey 90-day rule or this person's, you know, fuck that shit. You know, if your sister, your girlfriend took 5 years to get to the altar, and you think that that's what it is, That's what it was for them. Move at your pace. Move at what's comfortable for you. Don't be, I mean, keep your eyes open. Don't be a dummy. But at the same time, don't fuck up something good because you're trying to make it a storybook romance of what all your friends told you it should look like or it should be like. And I mean, that goes for every facet of each step. You know what I'm saying? If you guys want to date, if you're comfortable dating each other for a year, then God bless you. Date for a year. Don't worry about what your girlfriends or what his dude friends are telling y'all about what y'all doing. If you want to meet somebody and after 2 months feel like you ready to get engaged and have a 3-year engagement, whatever floats your boat, do it. If it works for you, the end goal is to be happy at the end. You know what I'm saying? And yeah, you know, it may not be the norm, and yeah, it may not be society's, you know, quote, standards. But if it works for you, it works for you. If nobody's living under that roof with you, with the two of you, so do what works for you.
All right, I agree with do what works for you. But I mean, dating, there is a process, the dating, the relationship, marriage. I mean, that's what that is definitely set up for. You know, the 2 months, 3 year thing, ooh. But if it works for you, like you said, power, you know, mm-hmm. giving you the pound, mm-hmm. You know, blow away, poof, fist thing, giving that to you. But, you know, if you, I don't know, I always thought dating is the point in time where you get to know someone. Mm-hmm. And whether you, you know, you talk on the phone or whether you're texting or, you know, you go out to a bar and you sit in person, you go to movies, whatever. That's the getting to know each other phase and to see and decide whether or not I want to be with this person for a longer period of time, and or does this person suck and not in a good way, you know, thing. And then you move on to the relationship where it is like, you know what, I really do enjoy this person and I want to be around this person, I want to hang out with this person, you know, more often than just, you know, once a week or twice a week or whatever. You know, you're gonna ramp it up when you're actually in a relationship with someone. And if you're in a relationship, the next step is supposed to be marriage, you know, because you've gotten to know that person, you want to be around that person, you may have even moved in with that person, you know, and you're in a relationship. Now granted, like, you know, like B said, if it's 5 years you're together and you decide to tie the knot and you done had like 2 kids by that point, sometimes 5 years, hell, I know somebody that had kids back to back, that Irish you know, twins, they were married but still. You know, if you happen to have kids somewhere in there, that's cool. But I will say, if marriage is your end game, and which it should be if you're in a relationship, in a real relationship, if marriage is your end game, keep your head together, because you don't, especially after you get past a certain age, you don't want it to be 5 years. And then 6 years, and then 7 years, and then 10 years, mm-hmm. and then next thing you know, you're gonna be on 20, and y'all still doing the same shit, mm-hmm. you know. And you're not married, you know, which was the goal that you wanted all along, mm-hmm. you know. That was your, and I'm not necessarily saying to that person, but just period, you know. When you were a little person, you were like, I want to be married when I get older, you know. And I'm saying, if that was your goal, and you put forth, and you've given your time, and you don't wear, you know, toothpaste on your face to bed, and occasionally you wear a bonnet, you kind of keep yourself tight, you go to the gym, and you're doing all those things that you think are right, and this person is still not trying to marry you, then okay, then maybe you need to move on and get back into the dating pool and back into a new relationship. Maybe that's the way it might work out for you. I don't know, but that's the way I've always known it to be. Those are the steps: dating, relationship, marriage. You know, And again, if the relationship part's not working for you, cut it. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Because what's the point of being in a 10-year relationship? Unless you're cool with doing a Kurt Russell, Goldie Hawn thing, mm-hmm. which I personally like that relationship. They've been together forever mm-hmm. and they're not married, but that's it, that works for them. Right. So as long as both people are cool and like, and that works for them, neither person cares about being married, then that's dope. Mm-hmm. That's epic. But if one person does and the other person doesn't,
not going to work.
Yeah, absolutely. It's not going to work.
Definitely have to be on the same page.
Yes.
So Queen, you meet a guy. Mm-hmm. And you guys, guys been dating for a couple months. Mm-hmm. And you're right at the point where you're like, I'm telling all the girls in the book club and at brunch that, wow, I actually think I might have something real here. Mm-hmm. God forbid, coming home from brunch, you're in a horrible car accident. Mm-hmm. And
yikes, putting it on. I mean, you could have put that on him, but okay. But anyway,
I understand.
Okay.
You're out for a while. Mm-hmm. But when you wake up, this dude is standing there holding your hand. Mm. You come to find out that a month has gone past.
Damn.
Okay, and wow. When this dude gets up to go to the bathroom or whatever, you know, you're like, yo, nurse, how long have I been out? Da-da-da. And she breaks everything down. Like, yeah, dude's been here every day. Every day.
Every day.
He's gone to work. He's come back. He's been here every day. Right here waiting. And
he's amazing.
Right. And he's been holding.
No, I said I'm amazing.
Right. and he's, you know, he's been holding shit down and blah blah blah. Uh-huh. That doesn't accelerate shit for you a little bit?
Like, I mean, well, I mean, are you saying would I like propose to him? I mean,
didn't say that at all. I'm saying, does that accelerate things a little bit?
I mean, you, from 2 months into, well, really technically 3 months, but 1 month I wasn't really there. Would I be like, yeah, let's do a relationship? You know, or are you saying, or would I be
I mean,
like,
would your,
what's the question?
Would your thoughts probably be a little bit more advanced at that moment than if you guys would have relationshiped it out or dated it out in that month?
Sure. I mean, yeah, I understand what you're saying. I think so. I mean, as long as I have enough time to do some background checks and shit on him to make sure he wasn't the one that caused my accident, then I'm teasing you. No, seriously. I think first of all, that would be like the sweetest gesture, because I mean, you know, we know Diego would like walk away.
He'd be gone.
Right.
I would come on the weekend.
Right. You know what I'm saying? Pretty right. So, but I mean, if I woke to find that this person was there and they, you know, was just there like all the time, every day, whatever. Yeah, I would think, yeah, that would definitely endear me to him more, you know. And as even like Diego said like a little bit ago, it's like that would make me also feel like I can be vulnerable around this mm-hmm. person, because I'm sure he was around there some point where, you know, dressings were being changed,
or
something, and it was like, oop, there's a catheter. You gotta, you know, you might not want to necessarily. You didn't get a chance to step out of the room. You just, you know, got all of that.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, so
you have your bonnet on and nothing.
Well, no, not in the hospital. Well,
you ain't no bonnet on the hospital.
No, that's what I said. Not in the hospital.
That's what I'm saying. No bonnet.
I would hope somebody would bring me something like a comb or something.
You in a coma?
Hey, so I'm supposed to just be crunchy for like. I mean, I'm going to need...
I would do your hair mean.
I'm saying, somebody's going to have to come in and, like, step in and at least brush your sister's hair or something. Take my contacts out. Put my glasses. I don't know. Whatever. Yeah. But anyway, so I think, yes, that would endear me to him more. But I would hope, though, that wouldn't be a false sense of feelings just because of, you know, of the trauma that I went through.
Absolutely.
You know what I'm saying? Because 2 months to me is not enough time to really get to know somebody, mm-hmm. you know, and know all of their nuances and idiosyncrasies and all those things. Mm-hmm. So I don't know. I don't know if that would be a false sense of me being like, oh my God, he's so great. Yeah,
but you know you what? Know? That right there would actually give you some background into what kind of person he
right.
was.
Right.
So you would know that he was He's very compassionate, and he loved you. He definitely, right there, he's telling you that.
2 months though, dog.
Yeah, but I mean, still, but like B said, two months, whatever. It's just, if you feel somebody, and they, I mean, come on, to sit there and every day with somebody for a month while they in a coma. Hell, he must love the hell out of you. Yeah. I wouldn't come back at all. I'm sitting up there like, she all right?
Damn. Did you say maybe on a weekend? Yeah, no, you got 5 minutes. 5 minutes.
Oh, she's still asleep? All right, then. Tell I was here.
Right.
But I mean, even if you were having reservations, that gesture alone would say, I really want to explore. Like, I really want to, because you're...
That would
you
least,
have, yeah.
That would at least accelerate it to 6 months. That 2 months would accelerate to at least six.
Really, yeah. I guess by that point it's three.
Yeah, 3 months to six. Yeah, you. Yeah. So I mean, that's a good gesture. I mean, you know,
that's a good brother.
Yeah, that's a good person. Yeah. I mean, whether it's a female or male, that's a good person who do that.
Mm-hmm. Agreed.
Know? I mean, I wouldn't do it, but I mean, it's a good.
Right.
Person.
Well, that's why I was saying this. Like, I don't. You know, at that point, it's like, you know, you want to be all optimistic and be like, wow, this person really, you know, is like amazing because they were there, and maybe, you know, they brushed my hair and it was looking crazy and they brushed it for me or whatever. And they sat there while I was, you know, just hoping I would wake up, but it took a month, and they took a month out of their time just to make sure, you know, I was good. And
every day,
I'm saying, that's what he said, to make sure I was good. I mean, like I said, that would really make endear me to that person, you know.
Now, would it make a difference if you were married to that person and you came there just to make sure the insurance policies were nice, up to date, and everything like that?
No.
I'm just asking.
Well, I mean, insurance policies.
You don't need to be in the hospital for that.
Right.
No, I'm just saying, just in case, you know, if you didn't make it out of a coma, you know.
Well, I mean, you should already have, if you're married anyway, insurance policy. Right. See, that's what I was saying. You need enough time to do some recon to make sure, you know.
He didn't cause it?
No, not that he didn't cause it. No, I was kidding on that.
The brakes went out.
I mean, yeah, if you're married, yeah, you want to make sure of that.
The back wheel came off the truck.
Right. Ma'am, it looks like somebody took it off. Yeah. I don't know.
Someone tampered that seatbelt.
Right. Right. Okay. Damn, Mr. Tire. Damn, you on Florida Avenue. Don't go there too late at night because they'll try to kill you. Anyway. Woo. Fun times as always with the Dating Sucks crew.
No doubt.
Yeah, so.
You know, it's hard. No, seriously, it's tough to, you know, we try our best to give our own personal opinions and inject, you know, our lives, what's, you know, happened in our lives, and decipher the good, the bad, and everything. But, you know, again, a lot of this really depends on you all to arm us with the things that we need to give you the best feedback that we can. You know, so if you're going to write in a question, don't go out of your way to be so vague because you think someone might figure out it's you. We have to have information to properly attack these questions and these situations and scenarios. So, yeah. When you write in, you know, we're not going to give up your name or whatever, or, you know, whatever. Whatever instructions you want given, put it in there, but please arm us with as much information as you can so that we can, you know, give the best advice that we can.
I agree.
Yep.
Ditto.
Don't be no punk.
Right.
But we love what we do.
Be a little bit more specific.
And I hope this is helpful. I mean, you know, write in. I mean, share
with
us.
This is helping my girlfriends. I'm going to tell you. They be waiting for this.
That's what's up.
Where the hell they at?
Yeah, where are these biddies at?
Yeah. I know. I'm going to tell them.
Tell them.
I mean,
New York used to pop in there now and then. But
I know. But I have a
couple. All she do now is shake a tail feather and put it on Facebook.
You see her. Yeah, she be doing it.
I give you $5 if you tell me what group that was.
What, LL Cool J?
They made that song.
Oh. LL Cool J. No?
Yeah.
Oh, you mean the, like, original?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I don't know.
So is another group saying it, doing it and doing it and doing it well?
Mm-hmm.
She was
what was it? She was out from Queens, raised up in Brooklyn, something like that. I don't know what. Okay, I give up. What group was that?
Too Much.
Too Much? Oh, I've never heard of
it. Never heard of that.
Okay, learn something.
5 points
today.
To you if you played a song Too Much before on a way out.
Right.
I know you got it. That's why I said 5 points, not $5. Right. That's why I said, I know you got it in there somewhere.
Sitting in a relationship, sitting in a tree. K-I-S-S-I-E-G.
Oh, my goodness. Don't be trying to jinx her.
And I follow the Dating Sucks crew advice. And
yeah, what's up with your girlfriends? Huh? I mean, because they haven't.
I'm going to tell them to call. They kind of shy.
Shy about what? What they shy for?
Doing it and doing it and doing it well. That's what he was doing and doing it swell. It felt so great and oh so good. He rocked my body like a real man should. He had me in a trance, you know I was loving it. Felt so good the way he was rubbing it. Kissing my lips and sucking my neck. He had me, so him I had to wreck. I got busy.
$5 more if you tell me where they got their sample from.
Where they got their
sample? Damn.
Mm-hmm. Oh. Now you're going.
It's a different show, but we're here.
Right.
You're going deep into the abyss. I just know LL Cool J and that he sampled that. That's where I stop.
See, people think LL Cool J sampled the original song, but no, he sampled that song.
Right.
They sampled the original song.
Who's the original?
Grace Jones, my Jamaican guy.
Oh, that's right.
Oh, yeah.
You'll play it?
That's right, Grace Jones.
My Jamaican guy.
I have a bad copy of him.
Oh, okay.
Oh, yeah. That is Grace Jones. Grace Jones bad.
She was bad. Well, she is bad.
I was going to say, she ain't dead.
No, she's bad.
I'm just saying her music when she was coming. I mean, because they had those double entendre meanings, like, you know, my long black limits, you know, pull up to the bumper. Yeah.
Pull up to my bumper, baby.
With your long black limousine.
Long black limousine. Oh,
sexual innuendo.
Yeah, no, right? it's like, yeah.
The things I sang in Catholic school and didn't understand why I was getting in trouble.
How about Juicy? Juicy. I like it.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
what about,
Yeah.
What's the joint? That's inside my sugar
walls. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
sugar walls. I was like, candy. They talking about candy.
Right. They talking about Juicy Fruit.
Pat Benatar.
No.
Who was that?
I forgot who that was.
That was Sheena Easton?
That was Sheena Easton.
Sugar Walls?
Uh-huh.
I think it was.
Yeah.
That's like her.
Either way. Anyway.
I was a baby.
Yep, she needs to.
I don't remember that. I was a baby.
Uh-huh.
Well, no, was I even born? That was before my time, y'all.
Okay. Why'd it get the little ding, 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 ding?
That was the 80s.
Yeah,
synthesizer.
Obviously, right. Prince's hands was on everything.
True that.
All right, let's get the hell out of here, guys.
Yeah, let's do that.
This was fun.
It was.
All right. So, Queen, if they want to give us more information and allow us to tackle these questions properly.
Hey, don't forget also, too, you can go on Facebook because sometimes we post questions there.
Go on the book.
Yeah. And then don't be shy. Answer those questions. I will not read your name on the show.
You will not.
If you post the answer on Facebook, I mean, granted, other people can see it, but I will not put it on the air.
And if you want to go at somebody on the thread, put that at the bottom of your response. Say, tell so-and-so.
You flashing to your own page?
That they full of shit.
Flashing to your own page?
I'm
okay. Anyway, okay. also, again, you can hit us up at ndeepshow@yahoo.com. 202-750-1437 to leave a voicemail. Share the show, people, because we know there are people out here who need to hear these words. When I say we're experts, we're just some average people who've been through some things, and we are sharing them with you.
Look forward to hearing from me. Adios Extra, dating sucks. Question mark.
Lately you've been questioning if I still see you the same way. Cause through these trying years, we gonna both physically change. Now don't you know you'll always be the most beautiful woman I know. So let me reassure you, darling, that my feelings are truly unconditional. See, I'll love you when your hair turns gray, girl. I still want you if you gain a little weight, yeah. The way I feel for you will always be the same, just as long as your love don't change. No, I was meant for you and you were meant for me, yeah. And I'll make sure that I'll be everything you need, yeah. Girl, the way we are is how it's gonna be, just as long as your love don't change.